Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time for Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, caller number 23, we want you to play. We want you to pick a vault. Make sure you know that password, and hopefully you'll win up to $5,000. Good luck. And while we wait for our contestant, it's time to get into Jenna's That's What I Like.
That's what I like. That's what we like.
Real quick, Jenna, earlier you told us you really like Milk Duds. That's one of your favorite Halloween candies. You'll get down with those.
I do.
Have you tried, from the text, Amber wants to know if you've tried putting them in popcorn. Life-changing, she says.
That's what I do when I splurge.
Uh-huh.
People think I'm crazy. I don't like the savory and sweet together.
Okay.
Like chocolate and peanuts.
You don't want
like
sweet salty?
Or pretzels. Okay. Yeah. I don't like the two mixed.
Do you like Whoppers?
The malted King. Milk balls.
The malted milk.
Okay, why you love those?
I kind of do.
I want that on a t-shirt. Do you like Whoppers?
You like Whoppers?
Yeah, I just realized I really do like them, and a lot of people hate those.
I like them.
Yeah, they're right.
I guess you like milk.
We get the malt balls more around Easter time, right? I see like the colored malt balls.
Yeah, but we did get quite a few yesterday, so I was just wondering if I'm alone there. With the Whoppers. All right, Jenna, what are you going to say this week?
Well, I thought all hope was lost ever since I finished Peaky Blinders, because I don't watch a ton of television, right? I don't watch reality shows, but I like to get into good quality shows that have multiple seasons that I can binge.
Yeah.
But Peaky Blinders ended for me, and I spent weeks searching for something else to watch. And then that's when I remembered that when I took a DNA test, I was 100% Viking. And someone told me to watch Vikings on that came from the History Channel. This show is so good. It's like, in my opinion, it might be better than Game of Thrones. It's really, really good. Have you all watched Vikings at all?
I haven't yet, but I'm interested.
It's that kind of thing, but without the dragons.
Okay.
There's nothing really unrealistic about it. So it's about the Viking history. Yeah, but it's fabulous, but very gory, very intense. Lots of pillaging. Lots of blood.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the poster alone, there's a lot of swords and blood.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I mean, they're on season 5 or 6, so I'm only on season 1 now. Okay. But I love it. We've really gotten into it. And then something funny if you want to watch. I don't know, Anna, if you've watched the show, because I know you like quality television as well. But The Righteous Gemstones on HBO.
I haven't.
Have you watched any of this?
Uh-uh.
So Danny McBride, you remember from...
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's... Yeah. Danny McBride, John Goodman, and Adam Devine, and they are like second generation televangelists that are super rich. So it's a very funny show about televangelists. Here's a clip from the show.
Good afternoon, Jesus. Thank you for letting me be born into this world as a gemstone.
I grew up in a rural area.
What she's trying to say is that she is a poverty person.
I grew up in a hard-working, middle-class family. We weren't rich, but we also weren't poor.
And we also don't really care. That's kind of a boring, lame origin story.
Stupid. But you know what? It's really funny. It's really funny. So that's a good one to watch,
What's
too.
That on?
The Righteous Gemstones. It's on HBO. Y'all are going to have to pay for HBO at some point.
But that's $14 I ain't got.
Right?
Yeah, but you pay for all those other channels that you don't watch.
Right.
So why pay for one more you're not gonna watch?
Right. Right again.
Well, this one I might watch though.
I feel like every time I'm in here telling y'all about shows, you're like, I know, you're poor mouthing me. Like, I can't afford it.
I start talking about shows that aren't on HBO.
I only
talk about quality television here.
Jenna, I finally caved in and got Amazon.
Right?
Which is great.
I've got Hulu on my phone right now. Still have not watched one show on Hulu. I've been paying for it for almost a year now.
I think I have 2 Hulu accounts, and I've been using a Kid Nation member's login. Like, I don't even use my own Hulu account, because I forgot that I had it.
Yeah, Kid Nation hooked it up.
Yeah. Can I say, sharing passwords, it's fine.
I mean, allegedly.
All right, this is just something I want to touch on because people are going to be very intrigued by this, and then Bossman George is going to hate me for bringing this up. But I read this article about really creative company policies that have become trendy, and I'm sure you've heard of a few of these things. For instance, Facebook and Google and Apple pay for female employees egg freezing. So companies are starting to do more things. Instead of giving them raises all the time, they're starting to incentivize them in other ways to make their jobs more desirable.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And it's becoming more of a trend. I mean, we've talked about the four-day work week and things like that. So Virgin, Netflix, and LinkedIn, if you work for one of those big companies, they offer you unlimited holiday packages. So you are allowed unlimited vacation time as long as your work is always done. Fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Anne Hathaway's character in Modern Love should have had. That she should have had that job if you've seen that episode.
Also a great show. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is that on HBO?
No, that's on Amazon, Kelly. That's
on Amazon. Do you have an Amazon Prime membership, right?
Yeah,
You have access to this.
I forget that stuff's on there.
Yeah, go see it.
Some companies are offering employees free Botox.
I like that.
This is nice, right?
What about Brotox?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Men are getting it.
I know.
Tracy, it's still just called Botox when a man gets it.
It's Brotox.
What about paternity leave? This is because when you get a puppy, they require a lot of attention. So some companies are offering an additional 3 or 4 days of time off work.
What?
So millennials. You're so soft.
So you can help your puppy acclimate to the home environment.
Carpet cleaning is expensive.
Paternity leave.
Paternity leave.
I would be adopting a dog every week.
Oh, right.
I wish one of my bartenders would, hey, I need to take the day off. I got a puppy. Yeah. Get your butt to work.
Paternity leave. I'm just throwing those out there. I just thought this was a funny bit of conversation.
Don't give Justin any more ideas on why he can be late or miss a day.
Oh, wow. Shots fired at Justin.
I see
him back there.
I can see him using that.
He's there, I think.
Yeah, I can see him using that for
you. Yeah, what's up, Justin?
What up, Justin?
All right, and something I told my mom.
Says he's never asked for a day off, by the way. Well, he just takes it with him.
All right, and something that brought my mom to tears recently. I don't know if I shared this story on the show, but my poor mom, Candy, went to get an inspection on her car.
Okay.
This is a life hack for everyone. And she was told at one of these rinky-dink little places that she went to get an inspection, after they said she passed the inspection, they said, but you need a new battery, your battery's dead. And she goes, it was weird because someone was in my car messing with stuff and I didn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then we've subsequently found out that a lot of times you go to these places and these mechanics will totally mess up your car. And then she was smart enough to get it restarted and took it to a place that she trusted. And they were like, yeah, they might have just killed your battery intentionally, so you had to buy a battery from them.
Jeez, man.
So I stumbled across this little contraption. It's $49. It's called Fix. It's this cool tech thing. F-I-X-D is the name of it, right? You can buy it, you know, Best Buy, Amazon, whatever, $49. But this, it says, its whole brand message is fear the check engine light no more. It's something that is an app on your phone, and it plugs into the dashboard of any car, and it tells you exactly what's wrong with your car. So mechanics, they say it's like a mechanic's worst nightmare because they can no longer lie to you about what's going on to upcharge you on things.
That is awesome.
F-I-X-D.
Huh.
Yep, just the information you need to know sent right to your phone. It's a vehicle health monitor. So
that's really cool.
I know it's kind of practical and techie, but there's a people prey on older people, or especially as a woman, we know when we go to get something fixed on our car that they tell us we need 4 new tires, and we'll just say okay because we don't know any better.
And if you're since we're talking about cars right now, I know the temperatures are dropping, so you're going to get that your
low tire pressure.
Yeah. Most tire places will fill it up for you for free if you show up.
Most of it.
Yeah, you just show up and say, I need some air, and they'll just put it in real quick.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that if you ask for nitrogen in your tires or something else, that it actually lasts longer than just air, but they actually will charge you for that.
I like to put helium in my car.
Yeah, that way you can float a little bit.
Float
yeah.
From the air, yeah.
I think it was nitrogen. It's a different. I think it was nitrogen. Don't quote me there.
All right.
That's tidbit news right
there. Are we out of time? Yes. Okay.
Done.
Well, Trey was looking at me like you're over.
Bang.
Okay.
Bang. Bang. Halloween's over. Oh, what a bummer. Time is flying by. Already making plans for summer. Beat the bang. Extreme. Beat the bang.
By the way, all of the things Jenna is into this week will be posted at KidNation.com if you want to check that
and
out.
Some additional things we didn't get to.
Some additional things.
I'll save them for next week.
Some bonus likes from Jenna. Thank you, Jenna. And let's move on and try to win some money here. What's up, Hunter?
Hunter.
Uh-oh.
Hunter going once.
Hunter?
Hunter going twice.
Uh-huh.
Hunter is gone.
All right, Hunter.
All right.
Thanks. Oh, heartbreaking.
Let's go to our... See, we got backups, though, like football teams.
There you go. We got a deep bench.
Uh-huh. Shauna, how you doing?
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but this one's a little sketchy.
Hunter's loss is your game.
Shauna.
Are you there?
Shauna, are you there?
What's going on?
I am.
Oh, barely.
Still kind of sketchy.
Your Shauna, phone connection's bad, Shauna.
Are you on a weird stretch of road right now? Let's try to find a good...
Yeah, I'm actually in a school zone, so let me get out so I can take you off speaker.
Okay,
that's
better.
Stay there.
Against the law.
Don't go over 25.
I'm 20 in Midland, Texas.
Oh, 20. Is it
20? 20. 20, honey. Yeah. It's always shout 20, honey. Base.
My bad.
20, honey.
I've been driving 20. I just want to let you guys know. I look at the line.
Yeah.
I look at the... I
you need to find you a good spot, girlfriend.
How's it sound?
Spot.
Keep talking.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay.
That right there. Yeah. Take one step back.
Stop wherever you are right now.
Uh-huh.
I am stopped right now.
Okay.
Right, there you go.
All right.
By the way, confirmation on the text. You're right, JC. It's nitrogen. So there you go.
Okay, good deal.
It'll help you with your air.
I had no idea.
Tires. Yeah. Somebody told me that a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
All right. Well, Shauna, guess what? Because somebody's phone was not working, now you have the chance to win a lot of money. Are you excited about that?
I'm super excited. I'm just glad to talk to you guys.
Aw,
hey, talk to
thank
you,
you
too.
Now, did you leave the kids in the car, or they're walking to school now?
No, there are. I already kicked them out so I could get out of the school zone.
Okay, good.
Oh.
There you go.
Way to kick them out so you can win some money. I like that. All right, Shauna, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Oh, no. Huh?
Hello. Please enter your password.
November.
Yeah! I like it. Hey, we're going to make this work, Shauna. We just hopefully...
Eventually, this is going to work.
Yeah, we're going to make this work.
All right.
All right, so you gained access into the vault. Which one would you like to pick, Shauna?
With 14.
All
right, that sounds good.
All right, here's how the game works, Shauna. You're going to be in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. Now, your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go. The tip we can give you is that if you hear any number followed by the word 1,000, you yell stop. It will not go up any higher. So if you hear 1,000, that's going to be the maximum. Yell stop. If you hear 2,000, that will be the maximum. Yell stop. If you hear 5,000, that's the ultimate maximum. Definitely yell stop because that door does keep closing. And if you don't yell stop, it'll close on you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because of your connection, you might want to yell stop multiple times.
Yeah, just like full on, go stop. Just so we make sure we can hear you, okay?
All right, cool.
Oh, boy. This will be a nice little thrill.
Yeah.
What we're going to have right here. It's going to be a thrill.
Anybody's guess how it's going to go?
It's a nice little thrill for you, Kid Nation. All right, here we go. Let's play
Beat the Big Extreme.
100. 130. 170. 220. 240. 390. 410. 460.
No. Sorry, Shauna.
That was a low vault right there.
Man, Shauna.
That's okay.
Aww. I look at you with your positive attitude.
I like the positive attitude, Shauna.
I do, too. Positive vibes. Good vibes, girl.
Hopefully you guys got a bunch of candy at home from Halloween last night so you could eat that. And you got that gold mine. And you have a wonderful weekend, Shauna, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Love you, Shauna.
Thank you, Shauna.
Keep on trying.
I'm exhausted.
That was exhausting. It was intense.
Very intense.
The connection. Is she going to say stop?
Right.
Is she going to be able to hear her say stop?
Right.
Is she going to win money?
We're going to get to do it again, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. We're going to play again.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do it again 30 minutes away from a new password, and then we'll have you call in within 10 minutes after that.
All right.
And hopefully it doesn't close after that one. But let's turn it around and do some Feel Good Friday.
All right.
Nation, we want to feel good going into the weekend. Who doesn't, right? We want to smile.
Sure.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
We will live vicariously through you. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, Kelly, by the way, Mercury is in retrograde, according to the
press.
That's maybe why the phone's not working very well.
Did it just start again?
Yeah, but It started today. Yeah, so to get over this Mercury in retrograde, let's feel good. Give us all those good stories. What are you looking forward to this week? What awesomeness happened to you this this week, Kid Nation? We want to hear all about it. And I'll tell you what got my son feeling good.
Tell us.
Something that happened yesterday.
Okay.
A big-time celebrity hit me up.
Really?
Yeah.
All
I'll tell you who it was and what happened next.
The Kid Credit Morning Show will be right back. And, as always, we're powered by you, Kid Nation. This is the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, we have the ball closed, Kid Nation. Sorry about that, but it's okay. We got another chance for you coming up shortly. 20 minutes away from that password to play Beat the Bank Extreme. But right now, let's do some Feel Good Friday.
And that should make you feel good.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-IT.
Tell us about those wonderful things in your life making you smile, because we want to smile along with you.
I'm feeling good.
Go ahead, Jenna. What are you
feeling good
about?
Because one of my closest friends, Claudia, is about to have a baby.
Yeah, she is.
And she insisted that we didn't do anything for her, but I decided to go against her, and I'm just throwing a very small little luncheon for her in the morning. However, she might have the baby before then. Because she's that close. So we're hoping she holds out long enough for us to just have one last little lunch for her.
Do you have to not say funny stuff so that you won't induce labor when you have a friend that's really close?
If that baby wants to come out, it's just going to happen.
Not that serious, no. You can laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Other things.
Okay.
But she was still exercising recently. Yeah. She's fine.
Can't you? What if you squat and then...
That's how it happens, JC. The head just comes out.
Right, well, if you're pushing down, I feel like that could...
Yeah.
Because don't they tell the girls to sit on those workout balls and then... Move the hips around and get it going?
If you're late.
Oh, okay.
Look at us.
We're not doing that.
My wife was pregnant twice, so that's what they told us to do. So I'm just relaying what I've learned in my two times of being around a pregnant woman. I told you guys I had a feel-good that happened last night. So my son decided to dress up as Marshmello. I dressed up as Post Malone this past weekend.
Yeah.
And I posted my Post Malone, no response from Post.
Mm.
Posted my son's picture as Marshmello and tagged Marshmello.
Yeah.
And within a couple minutes, I noticed, because I went to go see who liked my picture, just see what friends are supporting me. Like we all do sometimes.
Same. Sorry, you didn't get
it. Whatever. You hardly like stuff.
I do sometimes, but I'll do it. I do what everybody else does. I'll go see which friends are supporting, especially the ones in high school.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Marshmello with the check mark liked the picture.
No way.
He liked the, and I went right away to my son and I showed him and he freaked out and he's like, "What? Does that mean me and Marshmello are friends now?"
Yeah.
I was like, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Marshmello noticed our picture. I guess I must have been on at the right time, and he must have seen it on his notifications and hit like, and so.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, that got us feeling so happy yesterday. Just, it's incredible what a little click of a button will do to somebody's day, right? Because it made my son's year, I think. Let's go to the text real quick. Hey, guys, I'm feeling good because I came by the studio for my birthday yesterday, and everyone was so wonderful. I've been listening and watching for years, so I ended up being super nervous to meet everyone in person. I hope I wasn't too weird or awkward. The show got me through some really tough times a few years ago. It helped me laugh when I was at my lowest and brought me joy when I was desperately needing it. To be able to meet y'all was something that I'm so grateful for. So I was too nervous to tell you in person how much the show meant to me. Thanks for helping me on my birthday. Lachelle,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, you made us feel good with your text message this morning, Lachelle.
I wonder if she got the star treatment. We told her where to go to lunch. Was she here? And we were like, tell him we sent you.
Of course. Yeah, we got
to
call him. See what Al says. What up, CJ?
What's going on, y'all?
You're hanging out, buddy. Feeling good?
Oh, man. Okay, so like last week on Friday, when y'all was doing Feel Good Fridays, I said I'm calling next Friday because next Friday is an amazing and a very important day. And that's the day. And today, I'm getting married.
Yeah, you are.
Man, congratulations, CJ. Man.
What's your bride's name?
My beautiful bride's name is Silver Lynn Tyler, soon to be Silver Lynn Davis.
All right.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Are you guys doing a big old wedding or a nice little just family and friends?
Pretty intimate family and friends. A huge list. We all got together and we went out to eat at my, I'm the executive chef at the restaurant that I work at here in Savannah, Georgia.
Awesome.
And we all hung out.
Awesome, dude.
Love me some Savannah. All right, brother. Yeah, congratulations.
Yep. If you ever come down here, we got a cool kitchen, too, man.
Anytime.
All right, CJ. Congratulations, man. Have fun at your wedding, dude. You sound so happy.
Yeah.
Good to hear. What's up, Andrea? or Andrea?
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi.
Awesome. So why are you feeling good?
I just wanted to let y'all know that today is my awesome Friday because tomorrow we are going to Texas Motor Speedway to celebrate my dad's 70th birthday.
Aw, that's awesome.
NASCAR playoff time, yeah. Man.
You do a good job with those, JC.
Oh, that's okay.
Y'all have the headphones so you can hear the pits and everything?
Oh, we got pit passes. We're going to be up in the box office. We get to meet the drivers. It's a whole big deal for my dad.
Awesome. So, cool. So it's so fun to watch.
Who's his favorite driver?
I think he said it was Kyle Busch.
Oh, Kyle Busch.
I asked a girl out on a date last weekend,
yeah,
or to go to a dinner with me, and she said she couldn't go because she had to stay home and watch the NASCAR playoffs.
Like, that's a big deal, man. It's a playoffs.
Big deal. She's playoffs. She's passionate about NASCAR.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have fun celebrating your daddy, and tell us how the race goes. I want to go to one day.
It's fun.
I know, it's fun. It's like, I want to go in the pit where they're having the parties, right? Everybody's drinking and having
stand up against the fence. Yeah. Watch them go by so fast.
Marini.
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 I tried my hardest.
Marini. Yeah, one shot.
Marini, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. My Feel Good Friday is that my research from grad school got published this week.
Oh, what was your research project on?
It was comparing, I'm a teacher at a community college in Waco, and I compared board exam pass rates for graduates who participated in clinical simulations on campus versus graduates who did not.
Well, wow.
Cool. And it got published.
I've never been published before.
Yeah.
I don't think anything I've ever said, done, or anything has been published. That was that picture.
What was your research in, Al?
Nothing. I haven't researched anything.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations on getting published. That's really cool. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever been published on anything. Mm-hmm. No. Not good. Speaking of Waco, congratulations to the Baylor Bears yesterday. They won a close one, man. They had to block the field goal at the end of the game to beat West Virginia. Still undefeated.
Get them Bears.
What's up, Kennedy?
Hey, today my feel-good is that I'm in college for education, and I got accepted to the teacher prep program.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Congratulations.
So, what do you want to teach?
I'm elementary right now, but I hope to go back and be a college professor.
Oh, yeah. Just being called professor sounds cool.
Right.
Well, I'll call you professor.
Okay.
Hey, professor.
I want, like, that control of the kids. Like, I want to be like, hey, professor. Like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. that's, like, one of the coolest titles you can give a professor.
Why don't you have Kinsey call you that later?
Oh, hey, wow.
That could be one of our, no, we're going to be traveling today, so I can't be professor. Might be pilot.
Captain JC. Please dress as a pilot for your flight.
Kennedy, congratulations. All right, let's see what our boy Carlos is up to. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning,
man. What's your feel good?
My feel good Friday is I'm going to be a chaperone for my little girl's first field trip.
Aww.
We're going to a pumpkin patch.
A pumpkin patch?
How many kids in the group?
Oh, man. They haven't told me how many kids I have to take care of, but, man, it looks like every parent is going.
Okay, good. You'll have plenty of people to play some defense, but the kids still managed to get lost somehow.
If you want to bring them to my apartment, I have about 30 pumpkins. They can just have all of them, okay?
All right, big Al. That sounds awesome. Oh, they might have fun with that.
All right. Sounds good. And take the skeleton down while you're there and the rest of the decoration. That would be awesome.
Hey, you got it.
Anything else, buddy?
Keep off the grass. I just planted new grass on, you know, it's kind of temperamental right now.
All right, so apparently Big Al Mac puts all the effort into getting it together, but zero effort when it comes to taking down the
decorations. Well, I'm going to have to.
I feel you, buddy. Appreciate your Feel Good Fridays, Kid Nation. Keep them coming all morning long. We'd love to see what you're getting into this weekend.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No plans, great or pathetic. Fun is out there. Just have to go get it. Beat the Bay Extreme.
it.
Real quick, from the text, because Kelly just told us about Crocs and how they're trying to make them cool with Priyanka Chopra.
No.
From the text, this is a fact given to us by a Kid Nation member that says, hey, guys, just want to let you know the holes in Crocs are there so your dignity can leak out.
Well, in the publicity
Why y'all shooting at the taking shots at the Crocs?
For this. She's wearing, like, this mint satin jacket with these mint matching pants and the mint Crocs. And the way she's sitting and
posing. It just
posing,
looks right.
It's real classy.
Are we done?
But she's still wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I would wear Crocs, I wear sneakers.
We'll see. You might be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Priyanka Chopra. She makes them look good. She makes them look good.
Post made me want to get them. He made them look pretty cool, too. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am so excited that I finally got through to you guys.
What you got going on right now?
I'm driving for Uber. I'm actually sitting in a Winn-Dixie parking lot.
Ooh, did you turn off the app so nobody rings you up right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
So how long? I know this is a question you get asked every single time somebody gets in your car. How long have you been driving today?
This morning I started out at 4:30.
Wow.
You're up and at 'em, girl.
4:30. So you've been driving for about 4 hours.
Getting that hustle on.
How many rides have you done so far?
So far I've done 9 rides.
Do you make pretty good money? I'm not trying to get in your business. Well, yeah, I am. Do you make good money?
Yes, you can make good money driving for Uber. Yeah. You can make good money.
Hey, don't forget to tip your drivers, people, because I see a lot of people that don't tip.
Well, the way it was initially set up, you weren't supposed
to. Right. But now we learned.
Changed it.
Now we learned that, you know, we got to kick back a little bit more for our drivers because they're hooking it up with getting us home safely. And if you get Brittany today.
Thank you.
She might log off today and just call it a day if she wins enough money. Right, Brittany?
Yes, hopefully.
So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you to go home early so you don't have to keep driving today. So let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Hairstyle.
Yeah.
Password.
Oh, yeah.
Accepted.
That's it right there. Yeah, are you rocking an updo right now, or you got the hair down? How's it looking?
I have an updo right now.
Okay.
All right.
That's a little early morning updo for Brittany. All right, Brittany, you get to pick one of the vaults that we have left. Which one would you like to choose?
Number 13.
All right, vault number 13.
Lucky 13.
Surprised nobody picked it yesterday on Halloween, but it's there for you today, so that's yours, Brittany. Here's Kelly, whose favorite number is 13, to tell you how we play the game.
It really is. So you're going to step up to the vault. The banker's going to call out dollar amounts that increase in value. They could go high as $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000. The vault door is going to close. So your job is to yell stop before it closes or you lose everything. But if you hear the word thousand, at any dollar amount, that is as high as it's going to go. So yell stop at that point, okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
You got it. All right, Brittany.
Good luck, Brittany.
Let's try to get you to get off work early. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme.
$170. $220. $240. $300. $360. $480. $570. $640. $730. $830. $930.
Oh,
Brittany, I thought it was going.
I'm with you. I'm so with you. I thought it was going too.
Man,
I thought it was.
Oh, sorry, girl.
Well, good for you for trying.
Yeah, hey, you were that close.
You know, if I ever get a ride with you, I'm giving you a 5-star rating. No matter, even if you hit a curb or run a light, whatever.
Even if she runs a light, Oh wow!
You have gum in your car right now for passengers.
Oh, no.
Oh, you might want to stop and get some gum.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like that little treat?
And the little water bottle.
Yeah.
A little small water bottle.
Nice touch.
Yeah, nice touch.
And do you have an aux cord?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you have an aux cord.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, it was wonderful talking to you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Drive safe, okay?
Thank you. Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, bye, Brittany.
Oh, man, I wanted her to win.
Man, I was actually hoping for that 5K one.
After getting a hustle on at 4 o'clock in the morning driving Uber.
See, that's a person right there that's trying to do it.
Yeah, man.
When you're waking up at 4 in the morning, you don't have to. You don't have to clock in at that hour, but she does. She's getting that money. All right. Brittany went for it, and it closed on her. You get another chance next week, Kid Nation. We still have plenty of balls for you. 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central is when you got to listen up for that password, and then we'll have you call in within 10 minutes. And coming up next, all right, we got some good news for our kids' families.
Okay.
What?
Our friends from Best Buy want to stop by and chat with us.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see what they have in store for us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So at this time in 3 weeks, guys, we're going to be in Disney World.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
We'll be doing our show live out there in Orlando, Florida. Getting ready.
Happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth, Jenna. And then we'll be headed out to the parks for a full-on experience with our new families this year on the Kids trip. But we do want to talk to one of our partners. Now, I have some bad news.
Okay.
What?
Best Buy Mario's not here with us today.
Oh.
Good news.
Okay.
He got promoted.
Oh.
Oh.
Better news.
Yeah.
Katie's here.
Oh, yeah.
She took Mario's place. Oh. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
And even better news.
Yeah.
Tara didn't get a promotion, but she's still here. Hi, Tara.
Hello. How are you?
And you're with Geek Squad, of course.
I actually did get
a
promotion.
She actually did get a promotion.
You did?
Yeah.
Guys, breaking news. Tara got a promotion, too, but she still showed up.
Are you geekier?
Get me away from it.
Geekier?
What is your title now? I'm actually now a district manager over Central Dallas, so awesome. I get to work in all the stores that are here, and I still get to help run the Geek Squad. Still got my badge. I'm still...
You're a chief geek.
There we go.
Can we ask you what you think, like, the most in-demand holiday gift is going to be?
Smart home.
The smart home.
Smart home is where it's all at.
My house is pretty dumb, if I'm honest with you guys right now.
It starts out with one, and then it just keeps...
Do you offer discounts on Sonos?
There are different sales all the time that happen with Sonos.
Okay, great.
Get your Sonos is pretty cool.
Okay.
Tara, Katie, this is Jenna's way of asking for your discount.
Well, I just had a new office space, so I just wanted to see what was out there. No, and I'm curious. I think everyone likes to know what holiday gifts are popular.
So, Katie, how excited are you that you're going to be part of this kids' trip?
Excited.
I know, right?
Super excited.
Now, where were you before you got this gig?
So, I was a district manager, just like Tara before, in Oklahoma.
Mm.
So, and then I just got promoted to market senior director. So, now I have 5 districts across Oklahoma and Dallas-Fort Worth and West Texas.
Well, welcome to Dallas. I hope you're having fun down here.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are the favorites here on the trip because the kids know you. When you guys show up,
it's like Christmas.
You guys are bringing some gifts.
Yeah, they know they're surprised.
Yeah.
They're like,
at this point, they know you're coming with some technology.
Because we'll see them walk into the party, and you'll see this. And they'll be looking around, and as soon as they see the Best Buy shirts, they're like, bet. There it is.
Yeah. All right. Like, better than Mickey.
Forget about the characters. We care about Best Buy.
You ever think about shaking it up and giving them all, like, microwave ovens or something?
Oh, that'd be good.
Or a vacuum.
Yeah, give them a vacuum cleaner.
So this will be the 3rd year that Best Buy is hooking our families up. And so what do our kids get this year, Katie?
Well, this year we are very excited to announce that we partner with Microsoft, and we are doing a Microsoft laptop. That is a touchscreen.
Oh,
whoa. Cool. What?
Yeah.
So
nice.
I don't want one.
No, Al.
You got any extra?
Yeah, right?
People listening to that think, well, that just sounds like a really cool thing to have. But a lot of these families, it's so important in their therapy for these kids. A lot of them are homeschooled.
Right.
And it's, you know, it helps them not only with education, but with their physical therapy and their medical process.
A lot of these apps are made for these kids that have issues and they need to deal with them. And they can only use it when they go to therapy, when they're at the hospital, because they don't have enough money to buy these tablets.
They can't get out of a hospital bed sometimes.
No, and
sometimes
they can't
sit on their computer. Yeah.
And now they can have this at home, which is really cool. I mean, you guys are changing lives just with this laptop / touchscreen pad that they're getting right there.
So cool.
And you guys are going to be there to help them out as well, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, that's so cool because y'all go and actually offer training after they receive these, right? So if families need help, because we know, I mean, that can be hard to navigate, right?
Because they come to me and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we will for the 3rd year in a row, I'm going to arrange to make sure that we have agents that are on site that will be able to help the families get it set up, help answer any questions, and then I'll provide information of, you know, when they get back home, if they need help with questions or anything, that we can help them out with it. You know, I think the technology and the coolest part that I love about doing this is the tablets provide accessibility. And accessibility at this level makes everything equal. Because I know at times it probably feels that there's disappointment of that they're missing out on things. Mm-hmm. But truly having your own tablet, your own technology just opens up the door for
everything. Yeah. And the vacuum cleaner. Yeah. Don't forget about
that. I mean, we can help out with vacuum cleaners, too. We do have small appliances.
They're not a door prize.
And you're helping a lot of marriages, too, because a lot of fights start when my wife gets a tablet and we don't know how to set it up. You know, so you're going to be helping out quite a bit with that. So you guys are going to be out there helping set up and everything with the tablets. And there's another gift that the families got this year on the teen trip, right?
Yeah, one of the things that we were able to help with the teens trip is we did get them a camera so that they were able to go through and like record memories and be able to create videos of it. That I mean, I actually saw people, you know, that were just in here with the cameras, the exact same cameras that we got. It's high definition and it's cutting edge technology enabled them to kind of capture moments and grow with technology and share their experiences with everyone.
Now, Katie, have you been looking at videos from past kids trip? Are you all caught up?
A little bit on the videos, and then I did watch or listen to the radio last year.
Okay.
Yes.
And Tara, I'm sure, has been catching you up a little bit. So this will be your first trip ever.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Well, get ready to have a lot of fun.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, definitely rest up.
Yes.
Starting now, we have 3 weeks of rest, and then let's get out there and party.
Don't ride the teacups. Do not.
Mm-mm.
Never.
Good tip.
No.
I'm just kidding. Pro tip.
Yeah. And we really thank you so much to you guys and Best Buy for stepping up and helping us out with kids. It really does mean the world to us.
It's such a next level gift for them.
I mean, this is something that these families did not expect to receive, and now that they're getting it, it's really cool. And I can't wait to see you guys. See you guys in about 3 weeks.
Absolutely. We're excited.
Tara, if I want you to come to my house to take a look at something, how do we get a hold of the Geek Squad?
You can call us or stop in at any of our local stores, and we'll be able to help you out, get an agent out, or we can even have someone from our IHA team come out to your house and help you with any purchasing and setting things up.
Can we request you?
You can ask for me. Really? I'll go right along. Okay. I promise.
I want Katie and Tara in my house.
And Katie, if I need you at my house, what would I need to do on that?
You know what? I could absolutely go with the IHAs and come in and look at your environment.
Oh, I got IHAs. I got all kinds of stuff. No. Oh, yeah. I got kind of devices.
Katie, you might want to just send somebody.
Another good pro tip.
Don't get alone with that.
Send somebody. You're good. Thank you guys so much. Much love to Best Buy. Give it up for Best Buy, Katie and Tara.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.